The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And that is the number that Craig in Mount Gilead has called. Craig, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Bob. I am a longtime listener and a, multiple-time caller. You know that.
I do know that, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate what you do. And I just had something I had to say about the whole, what you were just talking about with Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And here's the big thing for me. Joe Biden and a lot of other primarily Democrat politicians have no problem letting it be known that they're Catholic, despite their beliefs or stands on abortions and things like that. Barack Obama certainly let us know that he was a man of faith, and the Christian church that he spent a lot of time at.
Yeah, can I interrupt just for a minute?
Sure.
Then I'll let you finish. I'll never forget the irony when George W. Bush was president. He was constantly called a wild-eyed, crazy religious fanatic, and yet George W. Bush hardly ever talked about his faith, his church, or quoted scripture. Barack Obama constantly talked about his faith, his church, and quoted scripture, and yet no one ever called him a wild-eyed, crazy religious fanatic. The irony of that just amazes me. I'm sorry, but you go ahead.
No. And you're exactly right, and of course, I don't have the fact-check number on this, but I'd be willing to bet that whenever Barack Obama quoted scripture, it was probably out of context 90-something plus percent of the time. But anyway,
probably true.
So, having said that about Joe Biden, having said that about Barack Obama, Donald Trump has never, ever, ever claimed to be a born-again Christian. He's never, ever claimed to be an evangelical. He's never, ever claimed to be even a Christian. I go to church every Sunday, whatever. So I view him as an unsaved individual. So, okay, so he's lied. So he's had sexual experiences outside of marriage, whatever. I can't hold that against him. He doesn't claim to be something that he isn't.
And you know what, Craig, that's an excellent point. I've never met Donald Trump, but I know some people who not only have met him but know him well, and at least one of them has told me that they believe he has truly accepted Christ since he became president. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but even if that is true, Craig, he is a baby Christian. He is an immature believer and probably has not been discipled. But I think you make a good point. Barack Obama claimed to be a Christian, bragged about being a Christian, used that as part of his campaign, his Christian heritage, his church, quoted scripture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then turned on God's plan for family and marriage, turned on God's plan for life. encouraged and embraced the murder, the slaughter of innocent babies. You know, if we're talking about hypocrisy, then Barack Obama is a much greater hypocrite than Donald Trump. Because, as you said, he hasn't claimed to be anything.
Right. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Now, if he had claimed to be it, that'd be one thing. But he has never claimed it. So
yeah.
I can't hold him to Christian biblical standards when he's never claimed to own it.
No, I can hold him to moral standards. And I think he has, you know, when Bill Clinton was president. You're old enough to remember Bill Clinton as president, correct?
Let's see. Okay, I'll be 61 in February. Oh,
okay.
Bill Clinton. Oh, yeah. Hillary. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember.
All right. Well, when Bill Clinton was going through all of his scandal.
Oh, yeah.
I said often, the president of the United States should be an example for the young people of America. And this is a tragedy that Americans cannot point to the White House and the Oval Office and say, you know what, you should try to be more like that man. And I was very emphatic about that because I was on the radio during those days. And I must say, Craig, I have to say the same thing about some of Donald Trump's exploits, the way he treats other people, the names he calls people. The names he calls women, the way he has treated women, that is not the way I would want my children or my grandchildren to act. So I understand that criticism. I do. And I think to bury our head in the sand and not admit that is being very inconsistent. But if we look at what he is doing for the country and the way he is leading our country, the legislation that has passed, the stand on human rights, not only in America but around the world, his stand on religious liberty and freedom in America and around the world, his stand for life, his stand for marriage, his stand for family, those are the things that we elected him to do. And I don't think we should give him a pass on the character issues. I really don't. I think that's hypocritical and inconsistent for us. But at the same time, we have to understand the bigger picture, which is the direction the country is headed.
No, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. We can't give him a pass on a lot of those moral issues. But you mentioned, you know, what things he has done as far as religious freedom and things like that. And he's taken a better stand on some of the other presidents who claim to be Christian.
And that is very true. All right, Craig, thanks. Appreciate the call. I always appreciate it when you call. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Have a great evening. Okay. Barack Obama. I think Barack Obama was a really good father. I think he was a really good husband. I think he and Michelle had an exemplary marriage. I think he was an exemplary father to his two daughters. And I think that set a great example for young people in America, particularly the black community. I think Barack Obama, you know, black Americans could say to their children, if you work hard, look at that, you can become the president of the United States. And I said that repeatedly while he was president. And with the breakdown of the family in the black community, with 70% of children born in the black community born without a father in the home, Barack Obama was a sterling example of that. And he should be praised for that. However, in his 8 years as president, he moved us towards socialism and Marxism. He promoted the murder of unborn babies. He promoted the destruction of the American family that he and Michelle stood for. But in his policies, he tried to destroy. So which do you choose? A leader whose personal life is exemplary and almost destroys the nation? Or a leader whose personal life at times is pretty questionable, but who leads America in the right direction? I think that's an honest discussion. And with that, I need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll go back to the phones. And next up is Vic in Hilliard, Ohio. Hey, Vic, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Yes, I like your show. I just think sometimes you ought to bring up the fact that when you're talking about Donald Trump, that he's an imperfect man for sure, but so were all the disciples. And if you look at Paul and you look at David and you look at Moses and all the things that they did and the people they killed and everything, I don't think Donald Trump's killed anybody, but he's an imperfect person. But
sure,
you know, I heard Christians say that, well, they can't vote for somebody like that, but yet the greatest leaders in the world were imperfect. So, you know, they hated Jesus and they hate Trump. So that's all I have to say.
Well, and I think that's a good point, Vic. I do. The disciples obviously would own up to their faults and failures. And if you listen to the program on a regular basis, and I think you do, overall, I have been very, very supportive of Donald Trump and have praised his legislative agenda, his pro-life agenda, his pro-family agenda. I have sung his praises far more than I have being critical of him. I just think that we need to be objective and understand that we support him in every way we possibly can. He is our president. We need to pray for him. But as you said, that does not negate the fact that he is a very imperfect man. And so we don't excuse it, but we don't reject him for it either. Does that make sense? I'm just trying to say we need to be balanced.
Yeah, I agree that we have to be balanced, but at the same time, as human beings, you know, he's probably done more. Look at all the people his companies have employed, and he's not taking a salary and all these things.
Yeah.
But people overlook and criticize him for things that I think he's unduly criticized for things that, because look at what he's done for the Jewish people, you know.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's been by far the most pro-Israel president possibly in American history.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
I think Christians as a whole need to rethink before they go to the voting booth and say, what person, you know, God, of course, you know, chooses the person, but these Christians really need to rethink how they approach their ideals.
Oh, I agree. And in spite of his faults, I do not have any regrets whatsoever for the fact that I voted for him. No regrets whatsoever when I consider what the alternative would have been with Hillary Clinton.
Well, the new alternatives aren't going to be any better.
Oh, no, no. Probably worse. Probably worse. Okay. All right, Vic,
well, thank
thanks.
Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Oh, hey, I appreciate you calling and the challenge to be balanced. I appreciate it, Vic. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Bye. God bless you. And that's what this program is all about, being balanced. I have a hard time with people just condemn Trump, and not understand the good things that he has done. I have a real problem with that. But I also have a problem with people who say, you shouldn't criticize him. No, you shouldn't. Hey, and I want to make this clear. My testimony is more important to me than any politician. All right? Now, why do I say that? I have tried to be consistent in praising Trump when it's appropriate. And there's been a lot of that. But I've also tried to be very consistent in criticizing him when it is appropriate. Because one day, Donald Trump will not be president. Now, that will either be in about a year and a half or 5.5 years. And at this point, we don't know. But there will come a time when he is not president. And when he is not president, I don't want anybody to be able to say to me, you put politics above your Christian testimony. You put politics above your convictions. I don't want anybody to be able to say that. I'm not concerned about my reputation, but I am deeply concerned about my testimony. Now, what's the difference? And it's been a while since I've said this. Most people are desperately concerned about their reputation. Folks, listen, the minute you accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you no longer have a right to your reputation. You have no right to a reputation. But you better be careful about your testimony. Now, what's the difference? My reputation is what people think of me, all right? My testimony is what people think of Jesus because of me. So I don't want ever my support for any politician to harm what people think of Jesus because of me. But if somebody thinks badly of me personally because of my support or criticism of a politician, who cares? And yet we are usually far, far, far more concerned about our reputation than our testimony. We have things inside out, upside down, and backwards. As a Christian, you have no right to a reputation because the world will think terrible things of you. Jesus warned us of that. But you do need to be concerned about your testimony, what people think of Jesus because of you. Let's all either learn that or be reminded of that today. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.